That book is called The Psychology of Gun Violence, How Smart Choices Can Save Lives. Today, guns are the leading cause of death for children under the age of 19 in the United States, and it continues to affect U.S. homes quietly every day. Prevention advocate and author of the book, Dr. Janet Hyde's determination following the Uvalde tragedy, designed a new journey for her life.
In May 2022, 19 children, two teachers were murdered at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. And I just took that as a sign. I knew that was what I was supposed to be doing, is working to eliminate gun violence in America. And I've been doing that ever since.
Fear has been found to be an underlying cause which benefits those who profit from the gun business. The statistics are staggering.
Each year in the United States, 43,000 people die by guns. And for comparison, if we think about the September 11th terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center, that killed 3,000 people. And that was just a one-time event. And we continue to remember that every year. And we think it was a terrible thing. And it was. It was terrible. That was 3,000. This is 43,000. And it happens again every year.
The research found that owning a gun could cause more harm, challenging the intention behind why some people decide to buy it.
Protecting yourself from some armed intruder, you know, it's one chance in several million. But what's more likely to happen, much more likely to happen, is that somebody in your household will die from that so-called protection gun. It may be a suicide. Somebody gets access to the gun who's feeling suicidal. It also might be an unintentional shooting. And that's a situation like when the five-year-old boy finds the loaded gun and accidentally shoots his three-year-old sister. So statistically, those things are much more likely to happen than you protecting yourself with that gun. It makes people feel secure, but they really aren't more secure. So we have to find other ways of making ourselves feel secure.
The research found a disproportionate narrative that owning guns makes you more masculine, and adolescents are highly vulnerable to this misinformation.
If you look at mass shooters, 98% are boys or men. So we have to think about why it is that boys and men are so much more likely to engage in that behavior than girls and women. It has a lot to do with male gender role socialization, expecting boys to be hyper-masculine, giving them toy guns for toys and so on. Another pattern then is the statistics, and many people are surprised by this. It's actually 54% of the gun deaths in the U.S. are from suicide.
Dr. Hyde raises the question of how to interpret the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution in contemporary times and what this means for a healthier society.
In the United States, we have a very individualistic culture. We tend to think about ourselves and our own individual rights. And we don't think enough about how our individual rights might have an effect on everybody else. So, for example, Second Amendment activists stress their right to keep and bear arms. And the Second Amendment's there. I'm not going to argue with that. But what we have to do is think about everybody else and the right of everybody else to freedom from gun violence. I have a right to freedom from gun violence. You do.
Well, for many people, this seems to be a lost battle. Dr. Hyde continues her fight to find solutions regardless of contrary feedback.
People have told me they don't think anything can be done, but there are things that can be done. One is that every state in the United States should have what's called a red flag law, which is for extreme risk protection order. That law at the state level allows to temporarily remove guns from a person who is deemed a risk to themselves or to others. There's due process, as we guarantee in the U.S. Constitution, because to get an extreme risk protection order, you have to go before a judge and present the evidence that this person is a danger to themselves or others.
Dr. Hyde has a vision where there are gun safety regulations both at the federal and state level, and hopes that the United States will be a safer nation. Glenn Torres reporting for KPFA News.